Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now. As the debate over military action in Syria continues to deepen, and with the budget and debt ceiling showdown looming, other policy issues are quickly becoming background music, most notably immigration reform. In June, the Senate passed a bipartisan plan to grant undocumented immigrants a chance to earn citizenship. And before Congress left Washington for summer recess, Speaker John Boehner said he hoped the House would consider immigration bills before taking on the debt ceiling debate. But that is looking more unlikely than ever. Joining us for more from Miami is Enrique Acevedo, anchor and correspondent for Univision News. Enrique, thanks for being here.
Happy to be here. Thank you, Jeremy.
So, Enrique, is the immigration bill dead for now, do you think?
The window of opportunity is certainly getting narrowing. Time is running out for immigration reform in Congress. There are about 30 plus days of work in Congress. Of course, the Syrian issue at the top of that agenda as the fiscal issues, the debt ceiling and the funding for the federal government. So it looks unlikely that the House will find a time in the next 2 months to vote on immigration reform. And that's certainly disappointing.
Well, what happened? Because, of course, after the last election, this was the main issue that both sides of the political aisle said something has to be done. Who failed here?
I don't think it's the time to be pointing fingers right now, but we certainly ask ourselves the same question. What happened and how did we come to this? Because, you know, every domestic issue is important, and it's not like there's a perfect time for immigration reform. The perfect time is now, and it has always been now. And I think we've actually, you know, taken a lot of time discussing this issue, not only in Congress, but also, you know, this general discussion in the American public. So what I would say is that the House had a chance to move forward with this discussion. We thought at some point we had a count that there was not a majority of House Republicans in favor of immigration reform, but there was certainly enough House Republicans to move forward with this. And Speaker John Boehner decided not to take this to a vote. You know, that's taking us where we are right now.
Well, are you surprised when you hear, as we just did a few moments ago, that when I asked people in Chicago over the weekend what the number one issue for them is, that none of them mentioned immigration reform?
Well, it's not even a priority for Hispanics. They prefer to talk of education and health and the economy like every other American citizen. But, you know, for the Hispanic community, this is an identity issue. It's a personal issue. So I don't expect it to be a personal issue for the general population, but it's certainly one for Hispanics. We all know someone that's been deported or a family that's been touched by this issue, people that have come here without documents. So that's why it's part of an identity issue, like I said.
Well, if it is pushed into 2014, which appears likely at this point, and it would be pushed into an election year, what would that mean for what kind of reform could be passed?
I don't see any chance for immigration reform in 2014. They say all politics is local, right? Well, even more so during a midterm election year. And especially when we have high unemployment and a very slow recovery of the economy. So I don't think that 2014 would be a year for immigration reform, and that's why it's so important that we move forward with it during the next 30-plus days in Congress. Just, I mean, I was saying all politics is local, and you have 84% of House Republicans representing districts that are 20% or less Hispanic. So for them, it's not really an issue of being reelected or not. It might be at a federal or a national, in a general election sense, but it's not in a district by district structure for these House Republicans. I think that's a main component of why, you know, next year it would be impossible to pass immigration reform.
Well, who's pushing hardest to get something done right now? We see that on Wednesday, immigration advocates delivered 600,000 petitions to the Ohio offices of Speaker John Boehner. They're planning rallies in 40 cities, including Washington, to take place this fall. Who is really pushing to get something done now?
This has been a community effort, Jeremy, and it's you just mentioned what's going to happen on October 5th. They've been doing this all year, and not only this year, but for the last decade, moving to the streets to ask for immigration reform. There are some political leaders, but this has also exhibited the lack of political leadership amongst the Latinos in this country. We only have three senators. We are, you know, 52 million Hispanics in this country, but we only have three senators. We have around, I think, 21 congressmen. That has also brought about a discussion on the lack of political leadership for Latinos. And it's very evident in this movement that's become a grassroots movement. And we have community leaders moving forward with this organization of protest. And we'll see on October 5 if we have a political impact on the discussion. Because, you know, when we talk about Hispanics and their political influence, it's always been limited to the votes, how many votes you can get and how much you can translate the numbers into votes.
Well, do you expect if immigration reform is not passed that there will be a backlash from Hispanic voters at the polls in 2014 in the midterm elections?
Yes. I think Hispanics, like I said, take this as a personal issue. And we saw it in 2012 with Mitt Romney and the self-deportation idea and, you know, how that didn't work out too well for Republicans. And Mitt Romney got one of the lowest percentages of Hispanic votes in the history for Republicans. So I think the community is very well informed, very aware of what's going on in the debate in Congress, and they will reflect this disappointment when the time comes to vote. I don't see it happening in the midterm elections, but I do see it happening in the general election in 2016. And also, you know, it's interesting to look at this, Jeremy. I think President Obama, in a way, blocked immigration reform by asking Congress to vote on the use of force in Syria, because one can only hope this was a calculated risk and that the White House knew it was going to have to sacrifice some of its legislative agenda in order to move forward with this discussion in Congress. But it certainly looks like, you know, with the discussion in Syria and then everything we've talked about before, the fiscal issues, economic issues in Congress, immigration reform has taken a back seat.
Well, what are the consequences if there is no reform? What are the economic consequences for this country, for example, if there is no immigration reform this year or next?
Well, I mean, there have been several reports on the benefits, economic benefits of immigration reform. You know, I talked recently with Jack Lew, the Secretary of the Treasury, and we talked about, you know, how bringing 11 million undocumented people into the formal economy can help just in terms of tax revenue, in terms of having people on the payroll. You know, that has a benefit of its own. But, you know, also in terms of security, you might ask, how would immigration reform help us, help our national security? Well, we have a broken system. So we have people getting visas that they shouldn't be getting. Just as an example, the 9/11 terrorists, they were perpetrated by people who were in this country legally or that entered this country legally through the airports, not through the border between Mexico and the U.S. And they overstayed their visas in some cases. Others had green cards or they were even citizens. So that's part of the broken immigration system. That's part of what we want to fix by reforming immigration in this country.
Enrique Acevedo is anchor and correspondent for Univision. Enrique, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Jeremy.
And we'd love to hear what you think. Should Congress pass comprehensive immigration reform this year? What is your number one issue that you'd like Congress to deal with? Let us know at hereandnow.org or facebook.com/hereandnowradio.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Lumosity.com, with web-based brain games created by neuroscientists to improve memory and attention. Learn more at Lumosity.com. And Constant Contact, offering small businesses online tools like social media, event, and email marketing from one login at ConstantContact.com.